Good morning. Today we continue the series on the Ten Commandments by examining the Eighth Commandment as is recorded for us in Exodus 20, verse 15. You shall not steal. Stealing is taking something that does not belong to you without the rightful owner's permission. Stealing is the illegal or unjust taking of what belongs to someone else. The Eighth Commandment addresses stealing in all its multifaceted manifestations. For our purposes, we will look at three broad categories of theft. Firstly, the stealing of a human being. Secondly, the stealing of personal physical property. Thirdly, the stealing of non-material property. Firstly, the Eighth Commandment is against the stealing of another human being. This sin we often describe simply as kidnapping. Kidnapping ranges from the stealing of a child from the maternity ward of a hospital to the abduction of persons from the African continent and transporting them to the West Indies. The law of Moses did not permit capital punishment for the crime of stealing property, but the law of Moses did allow for capital punishment for the crime of kidnapping. Hence we read in Exodus 21, verse 16, "He who kidnaps a man and sells him, or if he is found in his hand, shall surely be put to death." Kidnapping, especially for the purposes of slavery, is the worst form of theft. The most precious thing a person has is his or her own body and soul. If it is bad to steal a man's money, how much worse it is to steal his person. Secondly, the Eighth Commandment is concerned with the stealing of personal physical property. As such, the Eighth Commandment affirms the sanctity of personal property. In so doing, it affirms the individual's right to acquire property. We should not take what does not belong to us. But by implication, it's important that we are allowed to keep and enjoy what does belong to us, that we might freely share with others. What a man justly possesses is his by divine right. We own things as stewards, and we are responsible to God for how we use the resources he has entrusted to us. To steal from another is not merely to steal a person's possession. It is to assault a person's dignity as a human being who has the right to the fruit of the toil of his or her hands. The Eighth Commandment is absolutely necessary for the proper functioning of society. To steal from another is to destroy societal trust, which is an absolute necessity for a stable economy and stable commerce. Without such trust, there can be no confidence that our neighbors will refrain from stealing our possessions and ultimately robbing us of our dignity. Thirdly, the Eighth Commandment is against the stealing of non-material property. This would include a person's reputation, dignity, trust, and intellectual property. Let's look at these things. A person's reputation. A person's good name can be easily stolen through gossip, libel, or slander. This is a particularly pernicious offense because once a person's good name has been stolen, it can almost never be fully restored. Two, a person's dignity. The act of stealing a person's dignity is known as humiliation. And humiliating a person, especially in public, can do permanent damage to what is perhaps the most precious thing any one of us owns, that is our dignity. Three, a person's trust. Stealing a person's trust is the same as deceiving someone. One example is tricking people into buying something, as when a real estate agent knowingly omits telling a prospective purchaser all the known but hidden flaws in a house in order to make a sale. Another example would be when someone deceives another person with insincere proclamations of love in order to obtain material or sexual favors. 4, a person's intellectual property. A person's original ideas and creation, the work and value they have put into a piece of writing or music or scientific concept, belongs to the originator. Stealing that valuable property is prohibited by the 8th commandment, no less than tangible property. With the proliferation of the internet, we see clearly that stealing not only occurs in the physical world, but also in the virtual world. Jamaica, like other nations, is reeling from the effects of internet fraud, identity theft, copyright violation, and unlawful downloading. In summary, the 8th commandment is about maintaining honor and honesty in safeguarding our own rights and the rights of others. There is no honor or honesty when Jamaicans from uptown and downtown steal electricity. There is no honor or honesty when Jamaican workers fudge expense reports and falsify sign-in sheets. There is no honor or honesty when Jamaican employers do not pay a fair wage for a fair day's work. There is no honor or honesty when Jamaican workers fail to give a fair day's work and yet expect to receive a fair day's pay. As was said last week, for every prohibition in the Ten Commandments, a positive duty is implied. The 8th commandment implicitly calls for honesty, but also Christ-like generosity, especially to the neediest. The Apostle Paul described Christ-like generosity in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 24. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. The Apostle Paul also said in Ephesians 4, 28, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. The 8th commandment promotes a life of giving rather than a fixation on getting. Indeed, the Apostle Paul said in Acts 20, verse 35, I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. The Apostle John echoed a similar thought in 1 John 3, verse 17. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? The truth is, all of us at some point have broken the 8th commandment. The Lord Jesus Christ is still freely offering salvation to those guilty of breaking the 8th commandment. Christ demonstrated this on the cross. Christ was crucified between two thieves, two absolute violators of the 8th commandment. They were robbers, bandits, thugs, thieves. But one turned to Jesus and said, we are receiving the due reward for our deeds. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Christ gave that thief salvation from his sins. The Lord reoriented the thief's thinking to help him recognize that Christ was and is his greatest treasure. That thief went off into eternity with the joy of sins forgiven, with the knowledge that the wrath of God was no longer hovering over him because of his sins, and with the certainty that the riches of heaven were not worthy to be compared with earthly wealth and earthly property. Let me encourage every listener to do like that thief on the cross, who confessed his sins to the Lord Jesus, and who in return received forgiveness of sins and heavenly wealth. Jesus in Matthew 6:19-21 warned, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Next week, we look at the 9th commandment, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." Until then, may God bless you greatly.